Blog Talk Radio.
A nation of business, and to bring us together, there is the airline of business. Throughout the U.S. and 13 foreign lands, the airline trusted by business travelers for a half century and more. United Airlines, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly sky.
on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And this is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is your host, Chef Joseph, with Eating on a Spiritual Level. Good evening and welcome to the call. I have a very special guest on tonight, Dr. Chinchilla Chonivia. She is a naturopath, and she has studied naturopathic medicine as well as nutrition, and she is proficient in iridology. And I'm going to talk to her tonight on the subject of knowing how to get rid of bad eating habits to reverse disease. So those of you who are on the call, please feel free to press 1 at any time to join the conversation, ask your questions, and I'm pretty sure Dr. Chinchilla will be happy to answer those questions for you, as she has a lot of knowledge to share with the family tonight. So welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level, Chef Joseph. Dr. Chinchilla, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Welcome tonight. How are you?
Fine, Chef Joseph. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. I'm very elated and honored to have you on the show. I'm glad that you submitted to being my guest. And I'm not going to do as much talking, because I'm going to yield the floor and give it over to you, because I want you to really take this time to educate the family on what can we do now, especially at this stage where we are in the world with so much going on and so much disease happening and pandemic taking place. How can we get to a point where we are nutrition proficient, so to speak, and we get rid of some of these old habits that we've had that cause us to get into disease? And how can we get rid of that, and, you know, so we can get rid of the things that cause disease in our bodies?
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's wonderful. Yes. So we will definitely talk about that. And I want to thank you for inviting me and asking me to be a guest on your show. And I am excited to be here tonight. As Chef Joseph said, I am Dr. Chinchilla Chonivia, and I specialize in naturopathic health. So I'm a naturopathic doctor, a certified natural health professional, holistic health practitioner, and so on and so forth. Health is so important, people. That should be our number one priority, should be our health. And not money, not anything else, but your health needs to take precedence over everything else. Because without our health, we're really nothing. We're useless. We're hopeless and helpless without our health. So we have to walk in divine health. And we have become so unhealthy, like each and every year. It's like just so sad. If we look back in the Bible days, people lived. They lived long lives, healthy lives. And, you know, that's because they ate differently. And it's all in what you eat. You all probably heard the saying that you are what you eat. And guess what? It's so true. We are definitely what we eat. So we have to really take a look at the things that we're putting into our bodies and how that affects our health. Because what we eat is basically what we become. So, and you probably wonder, like, oh, well, how and what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. If you're eating dead, rotten flesh, and that's meat, animals.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
That is death. So you're putting death in your bodies. Okay? First of all, the animal is no longer alive. The animal was once alive, but it was slaughtered. It was killed. And now you brought it, you cooked it, you ate it. So now you are putting that death into your body. Meat is not a life-giving food. The only thing that give life is life-giving foods. That means that foods that grow, foods that grow out of the dirt, foods that hang from trees, okay, they give life. And that's what you have to start eating. Meats are unhealthy, and, you know, we have that food pyramid that man created, and that food pyramid tells you that you have to have protein. Yes, body does need protein, okay? That food pyramid tells you you have to have dairy, okay? Mm. Let me tell you, dairy is scary, okay?
Come on, say that again. You don't need dairy in your body, okay?
Dairy is scary. You don't need dairy, okay? Dairy, all it does is build mucus in your bodies, okay? That's what happens when you eat a lot of dairy. You probably all filled with mucus, have respiratory problems. It aggravates asthma and all kinds of other problems that deals with the lungs because it builds mucus in the body.
Wait a minute, Dr. Chinchilla. They told me growing up that milk does the body good. And they told me to drink milk so I can have strong, healthy bones and calcium. So what is that?
Yep.
What happened?
That's a whole farce. And, you know, that's what they say, that, oh, yeah, you got to drink milk so it can build your bones. No, milk does not build strong bones. It does not. Okay, if we look at milk, first of all, milk comes from a cow. And if we look at the calf, okay, the cow feeds their babies, okay? Cats and dogs feed their babies, okay? All of these animals, they feed their babies with their milk, and once their babies are old enough not to drink anymore, you don't see them running to the store to buy no cow milk, okay?
That's
you don't
right.
see a cat trying to get milk from a cow. You don't see any other animal trying to go get milk from another animal but human beings, and that's just sick. It's insanity.
It is.
Okay, so we go buy cow's milk. What is that cow's milk doing for you? It was not meant for you. It was meant for the calf to have, okay? We have our own milk. The breast milk from mothers is what we're supposed to give our children. And for those of you women out there that's listening that may be pregnant right now, breastfeed your child. Plan on breastfeeding your child. And that's how the child builds immunity, because the colostrum that is excreted out of the breast, that's the first thing that comes out before the milk is the colostrum, which is the yellow part. It comes out, and then your baby is immunized, okay?
Mm.
The baby does not need any immunization from man, no chemically induced man-made medicines. Your children do not need to get those shots. If you breastfeed your child, that colostrum is all the immunity they need. And I have eight kids. All of my eight kids, none of them have ever been immunized ever.
Wow.
The oldest is 40. The youngest is 20. None of my kids have ever been immunized. I breastfed all of them. They all got that colostrum, and they all remained healthy. And they went through school and through college without any problems. And for those of you today that, you know, you say, well, you don't want your child to get shots, but then you give in because they tell you they can't attend school. That's a lie.
I'm scared.
Okay? On the back of every immunization card in the doctor's office, if you flip it over, there is the exemption there. A medical exemption, a religious exemption, or a strong moral and ethical belief exemption. And that's all you need, okay? That's all you need. So my kids never got any of that junk, and they never had any measles, no chicken pox, no meningitis, nothing. None of those diseases ever. And I have never been sick a day in my life. And I have I stopped eating meat at the age of 14 in 1976.
Wow.
And I have not had any meat whatsoever in my body. And if I did have some meat right now, it would probably kill me.
No, it would.
It would be so toxic in my body, it would be totally deadly. And so, you know, meat is not good, people. Yet you don't want to continue to eat meat. And some people, they eat more meat than vegetables. A whole lot of people do. They'll eat meat and won't eat
That's
vegetables.
Right.
They'll eat starches but not eat vegetables. And vegetables are important. That is vital to our health. Because if we look at the Bible, now this is all biblical, you know, because God gave us the blueprint for health and for healing. He told us how to eat, what to eat, and he told us what he created for us to eat. But we don't follow that. Well, I'm not going to say we, because I do follow it. So I'm going to say y'all don't follow it, okay, because I do follow it. So I cannot categorize myself with the rest of y'all that don't follow God's blueprint for health. And if we would follow those principles, health would turn around, you know, but people believe that they have to have this meat. And this has come from, you know, the FDA and, you know, the doctors and all that stuff, the white lab coat doctors, that is. They want y'all to believe that you have to have meat in order to be healthy, in order to get your protein. That is a lie, because meat does not offer as much protein as legumes. Okay, legumes, filled with protein. Okay, your beans, your dry beans, filled with protein. So you don't need the meat. There's so many things that have protein. So meat is not good. It's dead. It's rotten. And just think, now, everybody, just picture this right now, okay? You have a farm. You have these animals, pigs, cows, what else, sheep, and all kinds of other animals. Oh, the little chickens and stuff that run around. And all of these animals, they're being, like, I guess basically bamboozled, because you have the farmers and their workers treating these animals nicely. They're feeding them and acting like they love them and like them. And, you know, they're feeding them so that they can grow and get fat, only to be slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And that's so very sad. So they are deceiving these animals, these poor animals that God put on the earth in the beginning, okay? When he made the animals, he told Adam that the animals were to be his friends and not for him to kill them and eat them. That's not what he told Adam, okay? So the animals had free roam, just like Adam and Eve, and that's the way it was supposed to be, with the animals enjoying nature.
That's right. And they had an assignment in nature to help his work of tilling the ground. So every animal had
that's
an assignment.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll
that's
get back
right.
into that
that's
in just
right.
a little second, because right now we got Brother O coming on with the track. So we're going to get to that and then come back and talking about those assignments of the animals. This is good, Dr. Chinchilla. Brother O, take it.
Not If it's love you're searching for.
The whole playing those classic hits. Well, we got a caller in queue, Dr. Chinchilla. Somebody's calling in to either ask a question or offer a comment. Welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Caller,
hey,
state your name and where you're calling from.
It's Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, sweetie. So, yeah, I only have a couple minutes. I'm on break, but I was listening, of course, to what everybody was saying, and, you know, God's plan and God's design. I mean, you're right about that 100%. You know, there's even a piece in the Bible where it says, I give you your nuts and your seeds as your meat. And, you know,
right.
Through my health coaching, I will get people say things like this to me, and I'm sure you've heard them as well. Well, that was then, you know. They love to say that, you know, well, that was then, you know, and I'm like, no, you know, the thing is, then is now. We've ruined things.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed things, you know. I want to share something. You probably, of course, but I want to share this with the listeners so they kind of maybe get it a little bit of what's really happened. And Chef and I, you know, we go way back, and we've done shows exposing the truth together that were taken down. Okay, our shows were actually taken down.
The minute after we finished.
Yep, it was like less than a minute. Yep, two of them. And we titled them Exposing the Truth. I got the memory that just popped up recently for it too, Chef. So it was cool. But anyway, I want to tell everybody something about lobster. I want to shellfish, okay? And there's a reason why, because it's funny, and I think everyone should hear this. So God made animals for different purposes, like you guys were saying, of course. And shellfish, their only purpose in life, only purpose, lobsters, you know, they were to clean the bottoms of the ocean. That was it. Because
right.
God needed something to clean the bottoms of the oceans, right? Well, they were prisoner food because back in the day they knew how toxic and they were nothing but garbage. So they would feed lobster to prisoners. Well, of course, then they got a hold of, I'm going to use the word, how dumb we can be. And they said, let's make this rich people's food. They won't care. And now look
wow.
at it. So rich people eating lobster, you know, you don't have to be rich. You know what I'm saying. I'm being funny here.
Of course.
It's so expensive. They made it to be like this rich person's lifestyle, and they're actually eating the bottom of the barrel, the worst, the most toxic. So all I want to say to everybody out there listening is please get a hold of yourself and do some research. Your food is all poisoned. It's toxic. You know, read labels. Figure things out. Figure out what works for you. I'm not saying I of course, I've been a vegan for 30 years, and yes, to me, being a vegan, plant-based, all raws is the best, really, if you think about it. Okay, fruit, I mean, all of it. But I'm not saying you have to do that to be healthy. Do it 75%. Start somewhere, guys. Do the research. Aren't you worth it? So there, I had to say that. Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you,
Thank
Jerry.
You. Happy New Year to you too, Jerry.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Dr. Chinchilla, I just love talking about this because we could go on and on for days, but it's so important just to pinpoint the topics that people ignore so much because they think, okay, well, I eat real food, and it, you know, or you were talking about eating meat. I had people in my family that will never subscribe to eating plant based. And they said, well, I pray over my food. Okay, so you mean to tell me that you really think that your prayer over some dead flesh that is really meant to harm your body is going to transform it all of a sudden to be some miraculous food that's going to give you nutrition and benefit your body? Like you pray over pork chops or chitlins and stuff like that and say, oh, yeah, just bless this and make it as nourishment for my body. It will never, I don't care if you pray over it for 10 years, it will never be nourishment for your body because
That's
of
right.
what it's made to do. Like, you know, there's no magic trick or no magic wand that you can just wave over food and all of a sudden you eat bad stuff and it's beneficial to your body. There's nothing ever beneficial about eating dead food.
Right.
Because you're making you're making your body a storage for dead meat. So take this to a very practical standpoint. If you buy, just say you buy 5 pounds of ground beef and maybe a couple of steaks and maybe a couple of chickens, you buy it from the store, it's refrigerated. You go home and put it in your refrigerator, and somebody comes and unplugs your refrigerator, and it does not keep it at a cold temperature. You go in there after a day and see if you want to eat that meat and notice the foul smell and odor that meat will give off. So if you think about it, you think about what you're doing here. Your body's not a refrigerator. Our bodies are at the temperature in the normal range between 97 and 98 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you're putting dead flesh that normally gets refrigerated when it's raw, and if it's cooked and if it's not being eaten, it's getting refrigerated, to putting that in your body, and your body registers a temperature between 96 and 98 degrees, and that dead flesh is sitting in there, what do you think that's doing? It's not being kept at preservation level. It's rotting in your system. This is why when people go to the bathroom and extricate themselves, this is why there's such a foul odor and a smell, because it's literally dead flesh that has began to grow bacteria and fungus in your body, and your body's trying to get rid of it. So you're creating a cemetery in your stomach, in your bowels, you know, in your intestines. And if you think about it like that, and they see people hear that to that extreme, and they say, oh, well, why you got to talk about it so graphic? Because that's exactly what it is. They don't like to accept it when it's like that.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. And with the meat, you know, it's just such it's just nasty, okay? And the things that you have to do before you can even eat it, you know?
Yeah.
The things that God intended for us to eat were things that we can eat in its natural state, okay? We cannot go and take a cow and bite through the cow's skin and just eat the cow, okay? So the cow is not what we should be eating. We cannot do that
right.
with a pig or with no animal because God
okay.
did not make our teeth that way. God
there
made
you
us
go.
With you know, different
right.
types of teeth. We're not carnivorous creatures, so we don't have the type of teeth
yes.
that lions have, okay? They can just rip through any animal, okay?
They
our
shred
teeth
the
are not
flesh
made
right
like
there
that.
At point of contact.
Yes.
That's right.
Right there.
That's right.
We can't do that. We can't do
no,
that.
No, we can't.
So you have to take that meat, you have to cure it and do all this stuff to it and then cook it to make sure that the blood is out of it. And I mean, that's nasty. How could you eat something with blood? You see the blood in it. You
right.
see veins in it. But yet you eat it. It's just so disgusting to me. And,
yeah.
you know, I wasn't always this way because, hey, when I ate meat, I used to eat the worst stuff. I used to love pig feet and ham. Well, those are my two favorite meats. The
oh,
worst,
my goodness.
You know? And anything smoked neck bones and,
oh, my
and
goodness.
All that stuff.
Dr. Chinchilla? Okay, so somebody go there and make Dr. Chinchilla some brown sugar ham. And see if she wanted.
So, you know, so I know what it is to eat meat. But once I
yes.
learned the truth and what meat does to the body, I was only
yes.
14. And I
wow.
had a wake-up call by watching these videos of how
mm.
they treat the animals, how they slaughter the animals, and then how all of that adrenaline and everything else, you know, that the animal experiences upon being slaughtered. And all of those poisons then are in the animal because when they know they're about to be killed, they're afraid. So those are
yes.
poisons now that
yes.
is, that's in their bodies. And then
uric
those
acid.
Same poison, yes, and those same poisons you're eating. And animals
yes.
get disease just like human beings.
Come
so
on.
Animals have cancer. Animals have all kinds of diseases. And you don't know what you're getting. So you go to a market. You don't know how long that meat has been there because they'll take
no,
the
don't.
Meat and re-put the packaging, change the packaging, change the date
yes.
to make you think that
they
it's, will it's
do
fresh.
It.
But
that's
it's not.
Right.
Yes.
And they'll
they
add
do it everywhere. Every
make
market.
The color more brilliant because some of that time, some
yes.
of the times the meat has already turned gray by the time it's gotten to
right.
the store. They'll add a dye to it to make it look like it's even fresher, you know. And,
yeah.
and you're
but then
that,
not only the
it's
dye.
It's already rot.
Yeah. And let me school y'all on something. So it's not just the dye they'll add. Okay. If you go into the market and you notice, okay, they have this, the meats in there and then you see the ones they have with, like, the broth and the seasonings and the herbs and spices and all that stuff in it. That meat had rotted. And so now they added these herbs and spices and all that stuff so that you can't see it. And that's
that.
They
do that. You,
and,
to the eye. So you say, oh, I
yeah.
don't have to do nothing when
right.
I get home. I just throw it in the oven. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And so these are the tricks they play, and it's all about the money. But we were not designed to eat meat. Our bodies were not designed to digest meat. Meat
That's
takes
right.
forever to digest. Now, you know, the medical profession, they'll tell you that, you know, meat takes about 1 to 2 days to digest, some
Five.
Maybe 3 days.
Five.
But meat takes way longer than that to digest. And
14 to 21
how do I know
days.
This? Well, yeah. And some meats last in your body forever. And how do I know this? Well, I had a client one time, and I put them on a herbal health regimen. And and every regimen always starts out, when I put a client on it, it starts out with a detox and a cleaning of the gut. And so this client called and said, whoa, you won't believe what I saw in the toilet. I'm like, what did you see? Because I heard all kinds of stuff. People tell me they saw worms come out because if you eat meat, you got worms. Your body is filled with parasites.
That's right.
Because meat is parasitic. And so I thought he was going to say, you know, what everybody else say, worms and stuff. But
worms.
No, he told
yeah.
me he saw chicken came out in his stool. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, okay, wow. Well, that's, and I'm saying, well, that's good. But then he said, well, no, you don't understand. I haven't eaten chicken in 10 years. And so
get out of
he
here.
Hadn't had chicken in 10 years. But yes, the
came
chicken
out?
Came out. It came out.
That
and that's because
in his intestines all this time.
In his stomach. And that was his whole problem.
Wow.
See, what happens when we consume this meat and it does not digest, it starts to impact
right.
on the colon.
Mm-hmm.
And so before you know it, you have all this stuff packed on your colon wall. And the
yes.
more stuff that packs on top, then nothing gets digested because it's not going anywhere. It's just piling up. And before you know it, your stomach starts to protrude, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't care
mm-hmm.
how many scrunches and sit-ups you do and laxatives
you're
not
going to get rid of that.
It's not going to go nowhere. It's not going to go nowhere. It's going to stay there because it's not about your stomach being big because you didn't exercise. It's because of the waste that's in your colon. So, you know,
wow.
and colon
wow.
is the colon is a significant key to health because our colon has to stay healthy so that we can properly eliminate. And if you're eating meats, you're not properly eliminating because, see, proper elimination, some people say, well, yeah, my doctor told me it's fine. I only move my bowels every 3 days, and that's fine.
That's
normal
good.
For me. Some people once a week, the doctor will tell them once a week is fine. No, it is not. We should eliminate after every meal, after every meal.
Fact.
If you're not
That's
eliminating after every meal, then
you're
something's
constipated.
Wrong.
That's
yes,
right.
And you need to increase your vegetable intake. You need
mm-hmm.
to increase your green leafy vegetables. You need to increase
yes.
your intake of fiber because right. if you're not eliminating after every meal, something's wrong, and you want to nip it in the bud before it goes too far. If we look at the animals, like, say, for instance, cats and dogs, if we look at cats and dogs, we could learn from them because
yes.
they eliminate after every meal. If you have a dog
every
and you
meal.
Feed your dog, you know good well you better go take that dog out for
awesome.
A walk, okay?
You
because
they're
going to they gonna go right in the house if you don't take
that's
them outside, okay? And that's the way we're supposed to eliminate. Also, we have to move it or lose it. And what am I saying by that? Exercise. Because, see, people that eat a lot of meat, you tend to get sluggish, lazy. It makes you tired. So you got to start exercising. And exercise is good for everybody. We have
yes.
to exercise. We have to stretch. And if we every time we stand up, we should be stretching, stretching. If we look at the cats and dogs, those of you that have them in the homes, if your cat or dog
get
is
up.
Laying around, as soon as they get up, they stretch before they do anything. They stretch their legs, and, you know, and we be looking at them like, wow, look at them stretching. And that's what we should be doing. We should be stretching
Always
to get out
nature.
Of the lymphatic
Always
system.
Follow
flowing.
Nature. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And they follow nature, and we should be
yeah.
following nature, but yet we don't. And it's, well, not we.
Nature.
Y'all
we
don't,
Hollywood.
Okay? yes. And so now
Hollywood,
what I was going to talk to Yeah, they follow Hollywood, and that's so sad. But if y'all look in Genesis, God tells us what he put on this earth for us to eat and why and what it's for. And we don't listen. We don't listen. So in Genesis, listen to what it says. It says, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. Okay? For meat.
See?
For meat. Not an animal for meat.
I gave you T-bone steak for meat.
right. He didn't say that. Okay? so he gave us his fruits, his vegetables. And then he didn't just put it in the beginning of the Bible. He also put it in the middle of the Bible. So in the middle of the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12,
God says that's right.
That their leaves, okay, he said they were, okay, so the part I want to get to, listen, and the fruit. So we talk about the tree now. The trees, okay, to have food that he gave us for food. And then he said, and their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. Okay? So that means not no man-made chemically induced medications y'all take today. God put the leaves of his trees for the healing, for our healing. So that's what we're supposed to utilize for our medicine, not nothing that man has created. And then if people didn't get it by then in the middle of the Bible, he even put it at the last book, in the last book of the Bible, which is Revelation. And yes, chapter 22, verse 2, it says, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which shall bear 12 manner of fruit, and yield fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Okay?
That's good.
So he gave it to us again. But yet, people don't follow these principles. And
I just don't get it.
Like the people that are like heavy churchgoers and the preachers and stuff today, they don't go by this. Because if you go to a church service and you know, when they have, like, their little dinners and stuff at the church, they have
fish
a special
fries,
service.
Chicken dinners.
It's filled with meat, pork, ham,
and guess
beef.
What? 90% of the congregation is suffering from high blood pressure, but they pray over them chicken dinners and
they're
fish fries,
sick.
Though. Mm-hmm.
They're sick. And yes, and this is a big problem because people are supposed to go to the church for healing, but they go to the church,
yeah.
they're sick. Everybody
they
in the church is sick. And there's something
right.
wrong with that picture because God did not intend for us to be sick. He intended us to be healthy. And John 3, what is it, 3, 10, something I think is, he says, "I above all things, I want you to be in health and prosper.
Prosper and be
even as
in
our
good
soul
health.
Prospers.
Right.
So
and
he wants us to
prosper,
be
right.
in health. In health.
Right.
He doesn't want us to be sick. And he told us how to be healthy.
Right.
He told us how to be prosperous, too. And so,
mm-hmm.
but people look at the church, everybody in the church, they poor and they sick. That's sad.
And sick.
That's in the black
That's
church.
Sad.
That's in the black church. They poor and they sick.
Let's go to another
okay.
call. We got Dr. Chinchilla. We got another caller on the line. Caller two,
okay.
state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you, Chef and Chinchilla?
Good.
Hey, Mo, I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. I wanted to call in. Your show is, like, really awesome tonight. I think your topic is right on point. I changed my diet a little over a year ago after watching a movie on Netflix, Game Changer.
Oh, yeah,
and I had no idea how toxic meat was until I saw it. I really did not. I was trained as a nurse. So I was trained into all those food groups that you were talking about. You know, you need your dairy, you need meat, you need all this other stuff. So when I saw Game Changer, and there was a segment on there when it showed the effects of meat versus vegetables on the bloodstream, and they actually drew blood, and they put it through the centrifuge, and they showed how your blood carries all those toxins from the meat in your blood after you eat. It was incredible. I went vegan literally overnight.
That was a good
game
changer.
Good for you.
Good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's a true story.
Fantastic.
I was like, I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. That's excellent that you decided
All
to
you
do that just by
right
seeing that
call.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And that's like me at the
changer.
Age of 14.
Yeah, it's called Game Changer.
That's awesome.
It's on Netflix. It still is. And it talks about how the ancient Romans, gladiators were vegans, and they did some, they did a lot of stuff on their, they did some tests on their bones, and they found out that they were vegans, and they were actually stronger than the other people in the world that they were conquering because they were vegan.
Exactly.
Right.
It was just interesting.
Right.
It was a really interesting documentary. I highly recommend it to anybody who has
good recommendation.
It was just unbelievable. Like I said, I went vegan overnight. So you guys are preaching to the choir.
That's great. And I'm sure I can almost bet that you feel a whole lot better.
Oh my gosh, I feel better. I had gained a lot of weight being sedentary, and I lost pounds. It's been good. I also work with a trainer too, but still, the diet, it just started pouring off. So yeah,
people don't understand that diet is at least 75% of what your health is comes from, because you can, like Dr. Chinchilla said, you can exercise, you can do crunches, you can do sit-ups, all that kind of stuff, and that's good. You should do some type of physical activity. However, you cannot out-train a bad diet. So if you're going to the gym and doing all these reps and doing aerobics and you going to Popeyes and Pizza Hut and all that kind of food, you're never going to be healthy. Your body's not going to catch up to the level of health that it needs to if you think you could just exercise all those bad foods and calories away. It's never going to happen.
That's true.
Yep.
That is so true. So I just wanted to...
I hate to cut off your question any further, but I thank you for calling in, Mo. Appreciate your comment. It's really good recommendation. We got a track from Brother O. And if you have another question, you can stay on the line if you want, and we can come back to you.
Yeah. You paid your dues right from the start. What a price to pay. I'm so into you.
I don't know. I'm so into you.
You.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm so into you.
Brother O,
wow.
You're gonna have somebody setting up candlelight dinners and stuff, man. Playing people Bryson like
right?
that.
Right. I was about to comment on that. That song that used to be my favorite people Bryson song. I was sitting here singing my heart out just That was awesome. That was awesome. People Bryson.
I wanted
wow.
to say. To your, you were talking earlier, Dr. Chinchilla, about how people are subscribing to these man-made medicines and everything. And I don't think people realize the effects of what they're doing when they take this stuff, because the pharmacy, the pharmaceutical industry is a big money-making, and it's a trillion-dollar industry. It's a huge industry, so they're making money off of your sickness. So imagine if everybody took their health seriously and became plant-based eaters and took nutrition from the earth instead of subscribing to these pharmaceutical medicines, they would put them out of business because they make money off of your sickness.
Right.
And people don't really
they want you to stay sick.
Absolutely. The root word of pharmacy comes from the Greek word pharmakeia, which means sorcery. They're putting spells on you.
Yep.
Spells. When you take this medicine, it's a spell. Why do you think the drugs, one of the main biggest drugstores is called Rite Aid? The root word to Rite is ritual. So you are having spells put on you when you take these medicines. They are spells. And you know, you wonder why you have all these different side effects and everything. And you see the commercials. You take this thing to get rid of one thing, and it's giving you 10 other side effects. You know, if you experienced stomach bleeding or your ear falls off or something like that, you have profuse diarrhea, see a doctor. Who wants to have any of those symptoms just to get rid of a headache? Ridiculous.
Right,
so
that's just so insane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to say that's just pure insanity that, you know,
it really is.
Show people on those commercials. And
yet,
all those side effects, people still go and they take those medications. It's like they're brainwashed. And, you know, I call Big Pharma the biggest drug cartel in the world because they are legally selling
Absolutely.
Drugs. They have doctors being their little middleman pushers. And then, you know, the drug stores like the Rite Aid, the Walgreens, and a lot of supermarkets now have pharmacies in their supermarkets. And all of these places, they're all drug dealers, okay?
All drug dealers
working for Big Pharma. And that's why Big Pharma is a multi-zillion dollar industry. Don't be fooled, people. They're zillionaires, okay?
Big time.
It's sad. And they created this stuff to keep people sick, to make them sicker.
Yeah.
And people take these medications, these drugs, and they take them until they die because the drugs will never, ever cure anything. So you're going to die with the sickness and die in a drug addict.
That's right. It's against the law to call anything a cure except if you have a drug attached to it. So you being a naturopath, you have certain guidelines you have to follow by saying, you have to put a disclaimer out by saying, yes, I'm going to prescribe you these herbs or whatever, but I can't tell you that it's going to cure you because they'll be ready to shut your practice down because the FDA approved it. But the FDA, is the biggest pimp to the drug dealers, to the drug pushers, the legal drug pushers there is. Because the FDA, if it has the FDA stamp on it, it's saying that it's okay to be sold on the open market. That's what it's saying. It doesn't say that it's healthy.
Right.
And people, I love people say, oh, it's FDA approved. No, who cares?
Right.
I don't want the stuff that's FDA approved.
Exactly. And then people have to wake up because, And people have to wake up because the FDA, the Food Drug Administration, hey, first of all, they're giving us contaminated food. They're drugging you up, but yet it's legal, okay?
It's legal.
And if these medications, all of them have side effects, none of them get rid of any diseases whatsoever, but they allow Big Pharma to push these drugs throughout countries. And it's so very sad. And then the very thing that will cure disease, and see, I'm the type of radical naturopath. I say what these the herbs and stuff do. And so my clients, and I don't call them patients, I call them clients, and we don't prescribe. We recommend, and, you know, we recommend what people should take. So we don't prescribe. That's what the medical profession does for medical doctors. So naturopaths, we don't prescribe. And so that's why I call it a health regimen, which is a combination of nutrition and herbs to get people well and keep them well. And so now if the government, if they really want people to get well, then guess what? They would stop allowing these drugs that come out on the market, knowing that none of those drugs has ever healed anybody. They're killing people and making people sicker. And if they wanted us to get well, we would then say, okay, look, hey, people, here you go. Here's what works. This works. That works. This works. And it would all be a list of herbs that they would be telling people and recommending that people
take. They're
going to
do that.
But they
because then
if you take
the herbs, you don't have to come back and see them because you're going to fix your problem.
That's right. That's right. And then their pockets will get very light.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're busy filling their pockets.
Like the doctor used to say, take two of these and call me in the morning. But we don't want to call him back in the morning. Because he's practicing.
Right, exactly.
In other words, he's not even sure if it's going to work. He's practicing on you.
Right.
You're the guinea pig. So we must be talking some good stuff, Dr. Chinchilla, because the phone lines are hot. We got about five callers. So we're going to go to the next caller. Caller three, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef.
Hey, Chef Yosef. This is Mo Love and Mo Pain calling from Nashville. What's happening?
What's going on? All the way from Nashville. How are you doing?
Oh, we doing great, man. Listen, I was just listening in, but I really appreciate y'all conversation. And me, I'm someone who really is about my health. I'm about the body. I've been this way since I was young. Even before everybody else was making it popular, I was the one not eating meat at the table. I was the one taking my brother and sister veggies and trading it out for the meat and getting the whooping for it. But all that you said is, yeah, listen, I got in trouble for that, man. But it worked because it taught me from a young age to eat right. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't need anyone to teach me that. That's one point I wanted to make when you said this is a spirit thing. When you truly in tune with the spirit and the Most High God, he going to guide you according to his ways, his words. Even with our foods, man, I was guided since I was younger how to eat because a lot of things I steer away from and I didn't need no one to tell me. It was engraved in me. And that's one of the things I talk to people about. It's people out here that was already prepared for that. And those are the ones that's leading the way for everybody else and showing them how to do it. Because, listen, everybody wasn't built like this, and this is hard to do. And it's a gift to some, and it come easy to others. But to our brothers and sisters that struggle, man, we down for them because we love them. And one thing they need to understand, meat is bad, but you got to be careful with them veggies because it's GMOs out here now.
When we was
younger, everything was real. Now it ain't nothing real. And as we eat, so we become. If they modify
you know,
our veggies,
you say that
they trying to modify
because,
us.
That's right. It's funny you say that because I was telling somebody the other day, I noticed, because I just happened to be eating a banana one time, and I was looking at
it,
I said, you know what?
It ain't the same.
When I was a
kid,
bananas had seeds in the middle. Now you ain't, it's so easy. And now, so you know, the best bananas to eat, now this is a little short plug for y'all to educate you on some of the stuff that they're putting in this produce. The best bananas to eat are the little small burro bananas that you won't find in the regular grocery store. You'll find them in the Asian market or Caribbean market. Or get the red bananas. Both of those two bananas still have seeds in them. But the regular yellow bananas that you see in mainstream grocery stores, those are hybrid bananas that have been lab grown. And if whatever banana they started with to make those bananas, you're eating the same banana that's been hybridized and grown over and over in the same lab because all of them are the same. They all go bad about the same time, and none of them have seeds in them. And bananas naturally have seeds right in the middle because you can cut a banana in half and see the whole stream of seeds look like caviar coming out of a fish.
Hey, Chef, I agree with you. The reason why I said that and made that statement is because this is something that hits close to my heart because, see, diseases and all that is connected to how we eat, and our people don't understand that we're being misled by food just in the grocery stores that's in our community. Just like you
said,
that you have to have real food. And without real food, you can listen. You can eat all the veggies you want, but if they ain't real, they ain't doing nothing for you. Okay? We have to learn to go back to our roots, to even learn to cultivate foods on our own, to grow things again, and to learn the difference between real food and fake food.
Yes. And we have to teach our children more about agriculture. Because there's going to come a time where the world is going to change, and you know it's not going to be mainstream grocery stores. And actually, grocery stores is a new phenomenon. It's only about 60, 70 years old. Because back in the day, when my mother and father were children, there were no such thing as supermarkets. They went to a different market for everything. They went to the meat market. They went to the produce man. They went milk got delivered on their doorstep. They went to the bakery to get bread and everything else they made at home or they grew in their own backyard. So there was no such thing as a supermarket. They did that during the industrial period when factories came into play and people were, they had women that were staying home while men were going away to the war. So there was no farming going on locally. So they started bringing in mass production of foods at the supermarkets because women were home with the children, so they had to figure out a way to get food going. And while the men were off fighting for the country, so to speak. So the phenomenon of a supermarket or a grocery store
is really something that's not even that modern. It's only about 60 or 70 years old, if that. So we really have to get back to the concept of agriculture and growing our own food, learning how to get back to nature, going to local farms. Go to your don't buy produce at the grocery store. Go to your local farmer's market. Get you a what they call a CSA, where you go to a local farm and you put on, you buy either a 6 month or a yearly subscription. And what that does is it enables you to get whatever is growing in season. They will package it up for you, and you get a box worth of you know, whatever's being harvested at the time, and you can eat off of that and feed your family for a good couple of months. And what you don't eat, you can cut it up and freeze it, and it'll last longer than the stuff that you get from the grocery store because it hasn't been sprayed with pesticides, it hasn't been hybridized, it hasn't been grown with GMOs. So, you know, you have to start thinking about these things and being a little bit more proactive for your health when you're able to take care of things on your own and not depending on mass industry to provide for you. So your point that you brought up was well taken. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Chef, the last thing I want to say is this. One of the only countries in the world that allows GMO foods to be sold in mass markets is America.
That's a fact.
Other countries even allow it into their country.
Oh, yeah.
It's not allowed to be grown in there. It's not allowed to be sold there. So that's question that we really should be posing to ourselves that's here. Why are we allowed to eat something that no one else is? What's really going on?
Wow.
And that's it. Peace out from Mo Love and Mo Pain, man. We appreciate you. We appreciate your show. We appreciate all you do, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 4 on the line. Caller 5. State your name and call where you're calling from. Welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef and Dr. Chinchilla.
Hey, yes, sir. My name is Franklin, and I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California. I don't know if you remember me, sir.
I remember the voice.
Yes, sir. About a couple of months back, that's how I was. Yeah. I've been waiting for you to come back on, and you got a very special honored guest. My good friend Chuck, he felt very sorry. He was actually listening to the show. He said, "This year, I wouldn't be sitting up in that lawn chair, so he can take all of us out to a buffet." Okay. Now, even though we was at the buffet, his best friend Snoopy still had a better seat than I did. Okay. Now, the only thing I want to say as far as your show tonight, and y'all got to help me out with this. He ordered some vegan turkey breast and some vegan turkey wings, okay? Now, the wings and the drumsticks probably was about like a 28-inch bicep, and the turkey breast had 44 double Ds. So the only thing I had was water that night. Okay? I was afraid to eat it, sir. I was afraid to eat it. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So anyway, I'm enjoying your show, and what I need to do is, I don't know if you tend to book yet or not, you or your special honored guest, but, you know, I'm a reader. And sometimes I like to get it in print, you know, because once I get it in print, it's like a detective. You know, I got all the evidence. I can flip it back and all that kind of stuff. So I'm waiting for the books to come out. Now,
be on the lookout because a cookbook is coming out next year.
Oh, man, that's all right.
Yeah, we can be
that's
on the lookout next year. Yes, and also be on the lookout next year for my book. It's going to be a book on natural health and healing.
All right. So I want first dibs when it come out. Make sure y'all spell the name correct. That's MAJIKMANHERU. Okay, now make sure y'all spell that right and autograph it to me, okay? I got one more thing I want to say.
That's the one and only Magic Man. We know who that is. You can't
yes, sir. Love
you.
Come on. I know.
Y'all
both. Right?
Okay. All right. Congratulations, Chef Yosef, on your O&E syndication station all-time connection record with your third all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. the last thing I want to say is, you know, look, even though people didn't know this, but I'm going to reveal it right now, Franklin is actually Black Hawk Native American. So what we're going to do is I'm going to light up the peace pipe and put about 40 ounces in it, and I'm going to pass it around. How about that?
Okay. Win.
All right. Love y'all. All right.
All right, Brother Mooney.
All right,
Brother
Mooney, caller 6.
Is a riot.
Caller 6 on the line. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, yes, this is Cheryl LeGrand. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Hello. Oh, yes, hello, everybody. What I really would like to discuss when you was talking about the side effects of medicine, I'm going to give you an example with me with cancer. I start chemo on Tuesday, but the thing is they're giving me all the side effects. The question I asked them, if this supposed to be helping me, why the side effects is your hair can come out, your kidneys, and your heart. So I've been listening to some of the things that you have been saying because they make money off of us. And every time I ask a question, they say they're going to monitor it, but they haven't gave me a complete answer.
Right. Let me address that.
They're not going to.
If I may.
Go
right.
Ahead.
When I start,
yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I already have lupus,
ahead,
right? So they're saying that lupus is like a luggage because they never had anyone with lupus with that's having chemo with cancer. So when I start Tuesday, the treatment's going to be 7 hours. So when they call me with all the side effects, they was like, your heart, your liver. I said, okay, well, why you monitor me? If my heart is going to be a problem, why you going to check my heart on the 31st instead of not checking it on the 4th? Because you're going to give me chemo on the 4th and the 25th, but you're not going to check my heart until the 31st. So in between then, what happens if my heart lower, even though you're telling me you want to monitor?
Before Dr. Chinchilla addresses this, I just want to ask you, do you have time to get a second opinion?
I have gotten a lot of second opinions because the cancer that I was diagnosed 4 months ago, it spreads rapidly. So I already had surgery.
Okay.
So I have had 3-4, because I didn't have any signs. It didn't even bother me. I just went early for my test and found out. So I didn't have no symptom, no signs, or anything.
I'll let you stick with this one.
Okay. All right. Now, how long have you had lupus, Cheryl?
I'm 9 years now.
9 years. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Now, you know, with lupus, so your immune system is already bad, okay? So you have a bad immune system. And your body probably has a lot of inflammation as well. And because most of the time when people have lupus, you know, it affects different parts of your body systems, the kidneys, the blood cells, the brain, heart, and the lungs.
I was blessed. It never affected my kidneys with the lupus. When I've been going to the doctor every 6 months, I was blessed. It never affected anything, really. I take medicine, and sometimes I feel up, but I've been blessed in 9 years of writing books on different podcasts and talking about it, and it do affect you in certain ways, but with my kidneys and liver, it never did affect.
Well, that's good that it did not affect your kidneys. That's great. Now, with cancer... Okay, doctors, all white lab coat doctors, they're in this for money. Any type of surgery they can do, they will do it. Surgeons, they get paid to do surgery. When people have cancer, the chemo, they get paid, oh, my God, for chemotherapy. People really don't worry about it because insurance usually covers it. But chemotherapy is very high. When people get radiation treatments, that's also very costly. So they love to do chemo. And chemo, it does not get rid of cancer. What it does, it kills off the bad cells. But while it's killing off the bad cells, it also kills off your good cells too, because there's no way to isolate the good cells from the bad cells when they're doing chemo. So it's destroying your cells, your good cells. And so when you come out of chemo, that's why people are weak when they come out of chemo. And some people are weak for days and days. And then some people that are getting it like 3 times a week, they really don't have time to recover, to get back their strength, because radiation is like putting your body into a microwave. Like when you put people that microwave meat and stuff like that, you put that into the microwave, it usually or shrivel it up some or whatever. It's killing off things. So it's doing that to your body. Your body is going into like a human microwave, basically. And it's sad. So, and what usually happens, they'll tell people after the rounds of chemo that you get, then, okay, well, now that's it. You finish your last round of chemo, and they have people jingle the little bell, and their chemo's complete. And they'll usually tell people, okay, we killed it all. It's all gone. And then a few months later, we're doing a checkup. Oh, wow, we have it. Well, we just noticed, well, it didn't kill all of the cells. We still see some, so you're going to have to go through
they
another
can
round
never
of
kill
chemo.
It all,
treatment.
Sis.
He said, I'm
like,
going to radiation.
Kill it all.
I do chemo, and then I go into radiation. That's right
oh,
now, because I know
so
God
got
can change
go that is. Yes, he can change
right.
it.
Your
and see,
going a lot
I
of
wish
stress.
That you would have contacted me when you first found out about this, because I could have put you on an herbal health regimen, and I'm just going to tell people out there, listen, there are ways to cure cancer. I don't care
eradicated.
What the medical profession
That's
says.
Right.
There is a cure. God has created a specific thing for every ailment that you have. There is no one herb cure all out there. If somebody tells you that, they're lying to you, okay, because there are specific things that cure specific diseases. And God placed all these herbs on the earth for us to utilize, but people don't. And people rely too much on these white lab coat doctors that all they want to do is keep you sick and make you sicker. And it's time for people to wake up. Especially our people. Our people need to really wake up, because they are destroying us. They are killing us slowly each and every day. And, you know, it's so very sad, because I see so many people with cancer. And, you know, I try to tell people to come right away. Some people don't wait. I mean, they wait. And they say, well, I want to do what the doctor tell me. I'm going to go take my chemo and do the radiation. And then they'll wait. And then they'll call me, Oh, they said it's back. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
And then they want to come. But people, you have to wake up now. Don't wait. Don't let them keep doing this to you, because they're not curing you. Even with women, they cut off the breast because they say you got breast cancer in one breast. So they give you a mastectomy. And then guess what? Then they tell you they got it all. And then down the road, they'll tell you, oh, we sorry to tell you, but it spread to the other breast. We didn't know that. And
see,
then before you know it, they walk around with no darn titties. And it's sad.
Yeah.
And then the same way with the men, with the prostate cancer and all types of cancers. I don't care what the ailment is, from cancer, AIDS, Alzheimer's, whatever it is, even this COVID-19, there is a cure without using man-made chemically induced drugs, without having invasive surgery. You don't need any of that stuff. And my mom is a naturopath as well. She's down in Florida. And we have been doing this now since the 80s. And we have seen so many people with cancer that are cancer-free from following the program that we put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even seen people that the doctors, because after a while they're going to tell you, hey, ain't nothing else we can do for you. And they send people home to die.
They love saying that.
Looked up their insurance and there's nothing else they can do for them, because they know they're in the last stage of cancer. They send them home to die. And that's so very sad. Instead of them telling people, hey, look, this is not going to get rid of your cancer, you know, but it's a money thing. It's all about the money. And it's so very sad that people don't wake up. And now I'm not criticizing you, Cheryl, but I'm just trying to educate you and trying to educate everybody listening, because we have to stop. We have to begin to think and utilize the brains that God has given us to say, look, why am I taking this medicine if it's not making me any better? Instead, I'm getting sicker and sicker every day. Aren't y'all yet? Aren't you tired now of being sick and tired? Y'all should be, because it's not natural, because our bodies renew themselves. If we don't put no chemicals in our body that these men and women in these white lab coats are giving us, our bodies will heal on its own. And our life is in the blood, and our blood renews every 90 days. We have new blood, okay? So if you don't take that gook, that junk that they're giving you, your blood will renew itself. And this is what people don't understand. God has designed our bodies so miraculously that everything renews. Everything does. And each part of our body renews at a different time. Even our bones renew itself every 2 years. And, you know, but we have to realize that these doctors, the medical doctors, they do not have our best interests at heart. The only thing they have at heart is their bank accounts, their wallets, their pocketbooks, and their pockets.
Yes.
They don't have our health at interest, especially not the health of blacks, okay, and people of color.
Right.
They want to kill us off anyway, and they'll do it any way they can. And they often experiment on us every time we go into the hospital. They want to draw blood. Why? Why every time you got to draw blood from you, okay? Something's wrong with that. They're drawing blood to analyze the blood and experiment with it and see what's in the blood that's so different.
And also create stem cells from it.
Exactly. And they're even taking stem cells, you know, in the brain cells from our children. And they're trying to figure out what makes us so strong. And we have to wake up and stay awake. Because I tell people, stay away from the doctors. Stay away from the hospital. Stay away from emergency rooms. If you have not been stabbed or shot, you don't need to be going.
Use that
because
for trauma.
The only time we need to go to a hospital is if we have a wound that's so deep that we need to go get it stitched up, or a bullet in our body and they got to remove it. That's the only time they're good for anything. Or if you broke an arm or a leg and you need to get it put in a cast. Other than that, y'all need to stay away from the hospitals and from the doctors, because when y'all go, you don't know what they're actually putting into your bodies. Because every time they stick you with a needle and draw blood, you don't know what's actually going inside of your body along with them drawing blood from you. They could be injecting stuff in you. And women with the pap smears and going getting breast exam. Examine your own breast. They don't need to examine your breast. Oh, well, you got a lump. We got to go do a biopsy. Let's see if this is malignant or if it's benign. That's nonsense, okay? Our body is filled with knots, okay, with lumps. Those are lymph nodes. And sometimes the lymph nodes in our bodies do enlarge. But guess what? They'll go down. And but
down.
Women, when
they
see that lump or they hear the doctor say, oh, you got a lump. And then immediately, oh, it's cancer. And then they'll tell you, hey, it's cancer. And it's not. It's just an enlarged lymph node. So they lie to get people to trust them. So they'll tell you all kinds of stories to make you go and get surgery, chemo, radiation. And while people are doing this, they're then putting stuff in your body to make you sick. And it's such a sad situation, and I get so upset and fed up with the medical doctors. I do. And they're not good. They don't want us to be healthy, and they're never going to want people to be healthy, and it's a sad situation. But,
really
Cheryl, if you call me later, I can help you. I can help you get well. I can help you stay well. That cancer be gone. Your lupus will be gone, and you will be healthy in A1 tip-top shape. Yes.
Good.
And
let's get her going,
educated.
Because I would love to hear her come back in the next 6 to 12 months and give a testimonial and say that all the ailments were reversed by natural approaches. That would be amazing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you
in the meantime,
for calling so much tonight. I appreciate you calling in and expressing your concern, because this, you're dealing with a real issue. And take the admonishment of Dr. Chinchilla and really reach out to her, because I believe she'll be able to really help you. So you don't have to stay on that with the doctors and the pharmaceutical industry trying to push upon you, because for them, it's really just a quick fix. And let's rush this along and do what we normally do and get you going here, but it's not helping the problem. So, with all
right.
that in mind, I wish you the best, and I pray your divine healing and wholeness, but I also pray that your wisdom kicks in for making the best choices for your body. And you have us at your disposal. You have Dr. Chinchilla. You have myself. I could help you with meal planning, all that good stuff. So feel free to reach out, please. And the only reason I'm moving on is I got to move to the next caller. Cheryl, thanks so much for calling in. Caller number 7, you're on the line. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi. Peace and brothers. Peace and blessings. Brother Chef, and peace and blessings, Chinchilla.
Hi, Sister Betsy. How are you?
Sister Betsy.
Hi. I'm enjoying your show, but I had something to say. When I heard Chinchilla, the Bible, about us eating the vegetables and things like that, but I also know that in Deuteronomy, it talks about what meats you should eat. Now, that's another writing that is supposed to be from God. And one of the meats was the pork. From my experience, when I came to Philadelphia, I grew up eating pork. And I used to break my neck to go to this restaurant with pig feet. So in a couple of years, I end up in the hospital because black stuff was coming up my throat. And I found out that my intestines were deteriorating. So they cut the intestines and put them back together, which I'm supposed to be wearing a bag. But the Most High made it so that I did not have to wear a bag. But I also know that in the Bible, it talks about clean and unclean meat. Now, we do know today that the meat that they are giving to us is not good for us. Because when I grew up, we had chickens. We fed them with natural things. The meats that are being prepared for us today is not what we grew up with. So I do know that. But I do know that it's a scripture in the Bible, which is Deuteronomy 14, talks about the meats we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. Now, this is what I feel about the vegetables. I know that the vegetables are toxic, a lot of them, because I saw a video one time where they were in Mexico, and they had, it was either Mexico or India. And they were spraying the vegetables with toxins, and it was eating away their hands. And we have to watch the vegetables also that we are eating. And even if we grow them outside, there are chemtrails with about 4 or 5 different things that they are spraying in the sky. So we still, even if we have the vegetables outside, there are toxins in the sky that could cause harm to us eating those vegetables. Now, for me, what I do, I detox myself. There are 3 things that I use. I use for the vegetables, hydrogen peroxide, food grate, a teaspoon of that, mm-hmm. to wash the vegetables. I also use a detox cleanse, and the cleanse itself cleanses the colon, the liver, parasites, skin, urinary, kidneys, toxins, blood, lungs, and stomach and joints. And I also use, if people don't know, that green black walnut and wormwood kills parasites.
That's right.
In the blood and in the stomach. I use
really
these
does.
Things, even though I eat meat, I eat certain meats. I don't eat beef because I found out a lot of things about the beef. But I do detox myself. You know, we can't do it all the time, but there are times when you need to detox your liver, your bladder, your blood, and things like that. And the doctors don't teach you that you need to detox. I know Dr. Sabi will talk about detoxing. So I just wanted to say that. And I know that when I studied in Africa, there were people that ate the herbs and there were people that ate meat. So in the Bible, like I said, I want people to go out there and, you know, read it and see what God said about eating certain type of meats. And I just want to say thank you both for this show, because it's very educational and very helpful to us. And I would just like to say I will be back on in February the 4th. And if the new listeners don't know who I am, I have a book on Amazon called The Heart of Sister Bessie, The Truther, Bessie Bay, The Truther. And they can go on there and learn who I am. So I just wanted to thank you all about that. And if you have any comments on it, I will stay back and listen. I appreciate you both. Peace and love.
Thank
all right.
you, Sister Bessie, for
okay.
calling in. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I just want to mention something about the passage that Sister Bessie was talking about. We don't have time to, like, discuss that tonight, but that
right.
is another topic, which so many people don't understand
that
scripture. Yes, because a lot of people don't understand that scripture, and, yeah, no, we're not supposed to eat pigs or anything like that, because the Bible tells us to eat neither fat nor blood, and all animals, living creatures that were once alive and dead, they all have fat and they all have blood. So that's something that we need to do a show on, that to really educate the people on that.
And we will. We're going to have to do a part two, because
yes.
A lot of that
yes.
that's written in the Bible concerning eating meat was dealing with ceremonial law. So
right.
we don't want to get
right.
misconstrued on thinking that we can just, you know, start eating. And now, I mean, and the thing is, you want to get a proper understanding, too, because I realize that everybody is not going to go plant-based. I get that. I understand that. However,
right.
it's not going to stop us from pushing the message of trying to convince people the health benefits of going plant-based. However,
mm-hmm.
if you are going to eat meat, one of the things you should consider doing if you're going to eat meat is where you buy it. You should either be buying halal or kosher meat, or meat grown in a local farm, like from the Amish people or whatever, because they don't
mm-hmm.
grow their meat with GMO and antibiotics.
Right.
And
right.
if you are going to consume meat, you should, after every time you consume meat, make it a practice of eating a high enzyme fruit such as pineapple, because it contains bromelain, which helps to break down the enzymes of the meat that your body and your intestines don't break down. So it will help you to digest it a lot better. So I don't support any eating of meat, but I've realized that I'm dealing with a real people here. I'm dealing with the family that's at a level of being kind of tossed back and forth on whether she eat meat or don't eat. My message is not to eat meat, but I'm going to give you a solution. If you are going to consume it, this is what you should do. But like you said, Dr. Chinchilla, that's a whole other show. So I don't want to get misconstrued
yeah.
on, you know, just saying, okay, well, the Bible says eat this, eat that. Yes, it was, but you got to go back into the history of why it was written, because that was not the original law. The original law was going for what's coming out of the ground, what's coming off the trees, the fruits, the vegetation, the seeds, the nuts, the herbs.
Yes.
All of that is for the healing of the Bible. The Bible, the Bible never said that meat was for the healing of the body. So we're right now we're going for the notion of healing. So, but if you are going to eat meat, take the advice of eating meat that's grown in proper places and slaughtered humanely, even if that's a term. I don't even know if I could use that. I use that loosely so people can get an understanding. my whole notion is to stay away from it completely. But if you are,
mine
too. Some pineapples and keep it, you know, keep some pineapples by you and eat that along with the meat. So it can break down the enzymes of it. And, but just before we go any further, we got one more call on the line, Dr. Chinchilla, and I think that might be our last one.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Caller 8, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, how you doing? Come from Philly. It's you, fan, will of God. Oh, my God. You know, I didn't get a chance to call your show, so what's up, counselor? I see you got my homie in the building, Princess Chinchilla. You know, that's some situations right there. God done it. And I'm about to be a problem. Listen, man. Y'all got the right one to be the last damn color. Because, look, I'm listening very importantly. I'm going to say I'm listening very importantly. And I got my boy on the phone, Reverend Michael Stonegirl. He teaches people how to eat foods, and they can heal their stuff by eating foods. Now, he just, I don't know, he muted himself in the background, but I just going to have to say it like this. I don't know how to be a vegetarian or this and the other, because if I go to a cookout, I'm watching, listen, I'm going to tell you one more time. If I'm watching my homies eating barbecue ribs, cheeseburgers, like burger, the burger ain't no damn cheap burger, like a real burger. And I forget the hot dogs, but I'm just saying, if they put a T-bone steak on that damn grill, if they put a T-bone, porterhouse, somebody, I don't give a, listen, New York, whatever that person can be, on that grill, and the other stuff that I like to eat too, but listen, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know how to say, no, give me nothing with that potato salad and the collard greens. You got some daggone, what, you got turkey back in that damn collard greens? What, you got them collard greens? You know, some people, they're like, don't give me that. But their facial expression changed when their taste buds start touching their body. But I'm a one day learn. I had a vegetarian burger. I mean, a veggie burger. I wasn't happy. I wasn't. I wasn't like, I had to put a lot of ketchup, maybe some other stuff on to make it be reasonable. But
well,
I
you had the wrong
like,
time.
Well, maybe that may be the problem. But when you said about the food, I'm listening to you about the food and different foods that's been killed by the wrong people. I do go to the supermarket, and I know they got the meat that's, I forgot, it's a, something named meat that, you know, I guess it's the fact that they took the animals the right appropriate way, and then you got the other meat is for anybody who want to get it. What I'm listening to right now is a great thought for people to change, because one day we might be eating meat. We already got the Impossible Burger at Burger King, but one day you might be eating meat that might be humans. And if people
it's
get
already,
used
y'all, you're
to
already
that,
eating human.
No,
y'all
no,
y'all
listen, just
rats,
Japanese,
humans,
listen,
everything else.
Listen, I'm not going to go there. The Japanese, they call it a delicatessen if they eat the skin of a, no, I'm not going to let anybody get crazy. But it's just something that I heard, and I don't know if it's true, but just, it's called a delicatessen if you eat a certain part of a human. You know, this is where I see the future. Because if you have
delicacy.
Too many people, if you have too many people, if you have too many people on the face of the earth, correct? and then something happens where as though the food that we want to eat, that we like to eat, is not being traded anymore because either tornadoes is tearing up the crops, or maybe a hurricane came through, or whatever, flash flood, and the crops are dismantled, and whatever we need, because we're not eating fruits like we're supposed to. Everybody wants the junk food, and that, and the government likes it that we're eating junk food and fast foods, because now you're going to be having either high blood pressure, diabetes, or whatever, and now the government going to make you be on them daggone artificial insemination called pills that they created. We got a new pill. We don't got to use bear aspirin no more. We got this new aspirin called Getcha. You say, wait a minute, what? And you might want it. Oh, I'm going to get the aspirin. What is that? I need to get you because it's going to get me right. I need to get you. What? But I'm just saying dumb stuff because some people, you know, like me, I can be stupid. I can be dumb. And I can't believe the dumb stuff that comes out the government ears, and I believe it. And some things I just don't. And I'm so glad y'all touched on so much ammunition that if anybody listens to this show tonight, I pray they receive everything and not lead to their own understanding. Just do their own research. Learn. Figure it out. See what works out for you and what doesn't work out for you in a month span. Don't wait like 6 months and say, by the way, that ain't work. No. At least give you some months. Maybe give you a week. Sometimes y'all might need a day. Because what they're doing to us now is training us to become the most, how can I say, the most dumbest people on earth, part-time idiots. And if we keep on receiving this information without checking our own background out of who we are, what we supposed to be, and how we supposed to live, God done it, we're idiots. But I thank y'all for this show because it's definitely great. My show is called Too Terrible Will of God. Hey, Mike, did you want to say something before I get off the daggone radio? Because God done it.
I appreciate you calling in, but we got to move on. We got to move on. I got another call on the line. Thanks for calling in, man. Call the line. Caller 9, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Well, thank you very much, Chef Joseph, and also to you, Dr. Chinchilla, and your listening audience.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, everything you said was so stupendous. You keep in mind, please, going to the Veterans Hospital as a veteran, I hear a little stuff here and there. But I don't know if I'm allowed to drop it, so I'll just hold on to it until another time. This is permissible, if you don't mind. I just wanted to give a piece of advice in addition to all that wonderful stuff that you all had commented on, because I have to admit, even though I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian, I can relate to a lot of what you're saying. But I wanted to say to the person who has the cancer, now, I have an issue with Dr. Mom, my mother, you know, who likes to make comments. And to me, she don't validate it because, you know, she don't give the reason. But I do say this much. She made a statement about wear loose clothing, this person who was under cancer and who may not be. And when she say loose clothing, she don't mean clothing that's as loose as one of those Roman soldiers from back in the day, but for medical reasons. And I sometimes underestimate her later because I know she don't have the insight of what maybe you all have to the extent you did, but while I was away in the service and then some, the woman did pick up on some information. I suggest that you consider also, in addition to the wear the loose clothing piece, there was a show called with Carol O'Connor, a comedic show back in the day, and his TV son, named Michael, said he didn't want to bring any children into the world because, you know, they had things to consider like aerosols and things of that nature. And we know that they deliver mist and chemicals into the atmosphere. I know the theory behind what he's saying. I had to learn it over time. There's also one other comment. Speaking of aerosols, consider the chemicals that are very caustic, like roach sprays. For example, I'm not going to name any particular roach spray. I don't know all of them. but I used to hear a little about them having a chemical compound that may, if sprayed into the atmosphere, you never know. If you have a child in the house that has not had a developed sense of being able to, you know, get around all of these chemicals, not only a child but a person, period, and their bodies are not adjusted to all of that, there's a possibility you may want to sort of try to, I'm not saying totally eliminate all of that, but just try to keep a bit of a distance if you use those caustic sprays and things, you know, such as those. I wish I were where you all are becoming either a vegetarian or a vegan, because I tell you, I just sort of have a good sense of what you're saying, and about the organic food sounds wonderful, but who can afford organic food? You know, bad enough the price
is going up. Go get organic food. Go see a local farmer's market. It's very cheap. That's the most organic food you'll get. Well, organic just means food that's grown without pesticides. So you don't have to worry about trying to go to Whole Foods or any big-time supermarket and pay those high organic prices. Go to your local farmer's market and get you some organic food, and that will give you good vegetation. That'll give you good nutrition because it's locally grown, and you won't have to be paying, you know, high prices and stuff like that. So just, you know, what I would encourage you to do is if it does take an interest for you as far as possibly going vegan or vegetarian, start doing your research. Start watching a couple of documentaries on Netflix. What the Hell, Game Changers, Forks Over Knives, Seaspiracy. All those documentaries will give you information on bettering your health as it pertains to subscribing to a more plant-based diet. So just, you know, don't be afraid to jump into something different because it's going to be more beneficial to you. And I hate to cut you off, but I got to get to my guest and give her final thought time so we can go into Ngozi time. But thank you so much for calling in. Dr. Chinchilla, thought,
yes.
And give out your contact information so we can let the guests or let our listeners know where you are, where they can find you, how they can get in contact with you if you want a consultation. And also, we'll probably end up doing a part two on our next show because I want to have you come on again because we nowhere in the world did we even scratch the surface of everything we wanted to
right.
Talk tonight. But I'm so glad you were on this show with me because we hit some really heavy points. And go ahead and put your information out there and give us your final thoughts, and then we'll go into Ngozi time and have Brother O take it away for us.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Chef. All right. Again, everybody, I'm Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia. For those of you that would like a health consultation or, you know, if you want to get an iridology exam or whatever, if you're ready to get well and stay well, you can give me a call. My number is 844-642-8378, extension 777. That's the Here's to Your Health number, 844-642-8378. 78 extension 777. It's a toll-free number. For those of you that are in the Philadelphia area, I am in the Philadelphia area, so you can always set up an appointment. We can meet. We can talk in person. And the difference between a naturopath and a medical doctor, we do not do surgery, nothing invasive. We don't prescribe drugs to you. And you really don't have to tell us what's wrong with you. Because I'm an iridologist, and I can tell you exactly what's going on in your body and how to get well. So, again, my number is 844-642-8378, extension 777. You can also find me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia. That's C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A, capital J-O-N-E-S-I-A, first and last name. Now, I just want to leave you guys with some thoughts of what you can eat. As I said before, our life is in our blood. The blood is so important, and it's so important to keep clean blood. And people who have a lot of toxins in their body, You're going to suffer from disease. Those of you that have unclean colons, you're going to have some disease because the colon is backed up, and then it pushes out toxins all throughout the bodies. Okay, so some foods that you want to eat for those of you that need to keep your blood purified and to purify your blood and stay healthy, broccoli is number one. Okay, eat lots of broccoli, lots of broccoli. Don't let anybody tell you that it's not good to eat broccoli because it's too gassy. That's a bunch of hogwash. Okay, that is builds your immune system as well, and it cleans your blood. Also, fresh fruits like apples and pears, guava, mangoes, all of those things are good for the blood as well. Beets are good for the blood. Green leafy vegetables are good for the blood. All of the greens, spinach, kale, lettuce, but not the iceberg lettuce. Stay away from the iceberg lettuce. It provides no nutritional value whatsoever.
No nutritional value.
And,
that's right.
Right, none. And so, and then water. It's important, people. You must drink water every single day. So many people say they don't like water. You need to drink water. Our bodies are comprised of 72 to 77% of water, okay? So you have to drink water, not 8 glasses a day. You want to drink half your body weight in ounces. So I weigh 140. So every day I should be drinking 70 ounces of water every day because I weigh 140.
That's good.
So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces of water a day. If you only weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces of water for you. Don't give your children 8 glasses of water. It will flood their kidneys, and it will make them become sick. So you don't want to overdrink your water, okay? But you
must
drink water. It's the elixir of life, so you definitely got to drink water. Get some sunshine. Get some sunshine. And those of y'all that like to season your food, use some turmeric in your food. It fights inflammation. It's also good for the blood, and it's also good for the liver. It's good for a whole lot of different things. Lemons are good for the body. It purifies the blood. Okay? And next time we'll talk more about this. But I was glad to be on this show. Very exciting night. And thank you so much for inviting me on, Chef. And remember, people, y'all want to get well. You want to stay well. Take charge of your health. Rejuvenate. Don't medicate. Okay? Remember that, y'all. Don't medicate.
Good.
And for those y'all that run to the doctor and to the emergency room and they want to give you antibiotics, tell them no. Antibiotics, it does not cure anything. And they're just guessing.
No.
So you don't want to get an antibiotic. What you want to do, get yourself some cloves. Put it in your food. Not cloves, but C-L-O-V-E, clove. The thing that they put in ham when the people make the honey-baked ham that I used to eat. Okay?
That's right.
Also, get yourself some garlic bulbs. Eat a clove of garlic a day, okay? Ginger and raw honey. All of those are nature's antibiotics.
Right.
Wow. So anyway, there you have it, people. And get some rest and relaxation and exercise.
That's good, Dr. Chinchilla. Thank you so much for everything you just said. And I know you gave the people a whole ear full of information that they can go and research and look up for themselves. You know, just don't take our word for it, even though everything Dr. Chinchilla said is right. Look it up for yourself so you can be proficient in everything that she was saying and you have personal knowledge. And, you know, you want to get yourself where you can heal yourself. The Creator gave us a magnificent piece of machinery, our body. And it's amazing that we'll take time to put, you know, top grade oil and high grade gas into our cars, but we won't put food, you know, quality food in our systems. We'll eat junk. We'll eat bad meat. We'll eat, you know, everything that's going to deteriorate and break our systems down. But we'll care more for our cars more than we will our own body. And you carry around a very sophisticated piece of machinery with you every day, and you need to take more care of that than you do a piece of metal that you drive on the road that's going to die down in the next 3 to 5 years because of that's just what a piece of man-made machinery does. Take care of the divine body that the Creator gave you. And at this time, we're going to go to Brother O. He's going to take it away for us for In Gozy Time.
First of all, I want to tell everybody, stop panicking about this Omicron. Stop panicking. Don't panic. It's okay. A lot of you have experienced these same type of ills and aches before in your life. And you needed rest, right? You need to eat well to stay well, like my girl Chinchilla says all the time. And you had the love of your family, and you got well. I remember back in 1980 when I was 10 years old, I lost, you know, the ability to taste. Water tasted like garbage. I couldn't eat anything. The only thing that tasted like water was orange juice because it was so bitter. Pineapple, grapefruit was water. So I drank that to replenish my body because I couldn't drink water. It's the same thing, guys. I believe it was then. I think that COVID was then in 1980. Nothing changed, man. They tried to frighten you. The key to everything in your life is worry. Take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of your family. Don't let the people that surround us on the media tell us what to do. We know what is best for our bodies. So guess what? Think. It's not illegal yet. Tomorrow night on these stations, we come right back on with the Lifetime Achievement for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame and enshrinee for the class of 2019. Welcome back, Ms. Andrea Presley and National Syndicated Radio, 930 Eastern. Standard time on these stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONI, which is on the deli and goes enterprise research course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as the Ghosty Primetime one at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time, both on Twitter and Instagram. On the deli and Ghosty appears at Google Plus. On the deli and Malay, we go to your Facebook, as well as our business page, Eat Spiritual, on that type of a level, right? As well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or more for program tonight? olaydaylay.goeswithmy@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer on the Dudley Malay when goes and saying good night, good luck. To all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. Brother, you got 30 seconds.
Everybody, thank you so much for calling in. Everybody that was a guest or a caller and the questions that you asked, all you did was make the show more fulfilling and the conversation even better. Thank you for your questions and your comments. Dr. Chinchilla, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. We will do this again next month, do a part two to continue this conversation. Good night, and thank you for being a part of Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef.
Also, congratulations to Chef Yosef on his third ONI syndicated station on time connection record.